When will we be free to travel internationally again? It's the question I get asked the most often as a travel journalist. And while there's no simple answer, some things are becoming clear. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. As I write this, about a week before you hear it, France just announced it will extend its emergency health laws to July 24th. No leisure travelers from the U.S., unless you're French or you're a permanent resident there, are permitted entry to France now. Small museums, galleries, and libraries in France are reopening today, May 11th. But large museums such as the Louvre, as well as theaters and concert venues, will remain closed until at least June, beaches as well. Seven countries, including New Zealand, Israel, and Denmark, where cases of the coronavirus have been on the decline, have banded together to set uniform rules for allowing foreigners to visit. But visitors from countries where the virus is still spreading rapidly, and that presumably includes the U.S., will still be barred. So it'll be a while before we Americans will be able to blithely pack a bag and travel the way we once could. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.